Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. I just want to say good evening to everyone that's joining us. Whether you're on the phone line or you're online, we just want to say thank you for tuning in for another episode. We have a real jam-packed episode for tonight. I just want to say again thank you for tuning in on this Monday evening. I want to introduce my lovely wife, Miss Kay. Good evening, Kay.
Good evening and happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday to everybody. Again, last week we were on vacation and we were not able to be on. And it just seems as if we are just, it really hit me yesterday, we're just busy. And I'm not talking about busy doing nothing. We just, everywhere we look, in every aspect of our life, we're just busy. We got stuff going on. And I thank the Lord for that because 90% of the stuff we got going on is the Lord's business. So it's always good to be doing his business. But I didn't realize that until yesterday. We've had a long, July has been a long month for us. And we just want to thank those that tune in and listen to us every Monday. We just want to say thank you. Those that have been praying for us, we just want to say thank you. Those that support us, we want to say thank you. And like I said, we have a lot of work to do, and we're still busy. It just seemed like it for the rest of the year, we're just busy people. And I want to thank the Lord for that because we could just be sitting here doing nothing. So I just want to thank the Lord for us just being able to be used in uplifting the Lord's kingdom. And I'm grateful tonight. You know, I was going to come off and come chaotic with some things, but I'm not going to do that. We do have a show. We do have some guests coming on today. Some will behave, but I felt like playing my chaos music. So I felt like saying some stuff, but I'm going to behave, wife. I'm going to be good tonight and just go with the flow and just be thankful for what the Lord has surrounded me with and just be thankful.
Amen.
Again, I'm just going to say this, and we're going to move into the show. I just thank the Lord where we're at right now. For D&K Bible Break. I just want to thank him for what he's doing for us in our relationship. And it's always a good thing to do something with your spouse in the ministry together. You know, it's always a great work. My wife is busy. She got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm right there with her. I don't be knowing a lot of stuff I got to do, but I don't mind it. I joke about it, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Amen.
You know, we're in a good place right now. So just keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. We have a praise tabernacle. We're getting ready to have a baptismal service on August the 7th. And it is growing. And it's like, wow, I really didn't realize, you know, a lot of people being baptized. And there's going to be some fathers and daughters and fathers and sons, not just me. It's just like, wow. And for me, it's just emotional for me, just because my two sons are going to be here and get baptized, and I get to be in the water with them. And my wife is going to be in the water too. So it's just a good thing. And, you know, you think about the stuff that's happening to us, and it's just like, wow, God is really moving. And we must be doing something right, because, you know, these are blessings that a lot of people don't have the opportunity to do or have. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity. So I got to give a shout out to the bishop, because he put me in position long time, 2 years ago when we started going to church. It's going to be 3 years in December. Put me in position to be successful. And everything that's coming that's good is because he supports DNK Bible Break. He support whatever we do, supports it. But he also puts us in position to grow. And we're growing, and it's just like, wow, there's so much potential. And you can look at all the negative stuff in churches, but then again, I look at it from a different perspective. There's so much room to grow. And if you're trying to grow, you really ain't got enough time to look at the bad stuff. Because in every church, there's bad stuff goes on. In every church, there ain't no perfect church. But I just wanted to say this, because we're in good position to grow, and we're growing. And I just want to send a shout-out to the bishop. So just say thank you for
and the first lady.
And the first, of course, when you talk to the bishop, I'm talking about the whole family, just thank you for allowing us to grow and trusting us to do the right thing. So I just want to send that shout out. On another note, we got a guest coming in from South Carolina, my man. I call him the dog. He's going to come in talking about his book. I'm going to let him have him, give him enough time to talk about his book and his testimony. South Carolina, we met him on the marriage retreat. I'm going to talk a lot more about that in a little bit, but I do have a surprise, and I didn't want to broadcast it. I'll broadcast it next time. I really forgot to broadcast it, but it's a surprise. We have our own Elder Dighton coming on, and he's going to give us a five-minute sermon. We talked about it a while back, and he told me he'd let me know when he's ready. And he told me he was ready, and I'm going to say, I always joke with him, but I'm going to be serious, because every time I ask Elder Dighton to do something or come with me or I need help, he's always, okay, whatever you need, I got you. And I appreciate that. So, you know, it's just a privilege and an honor to have him come on. And this ain't going to be his last time, because next time I'm going to give him more than 5 minutes. I'm going to give him like 15 minutes. So I'm letting you know, Elder, I'm putting you on the spot. You're going to get 15 minutes next time. So so everyone out there listening, we're going to give him 5 minutes. We normally do this in church. Everyone get an opportunity to get five, not everyone, but elders and stuff get a five-minute sermon. And, you know, because our time is being pushed a lot of times, we're not able to do that every Sunday, but we're gonna do it here. You know, no different than being a praise tabernacle. We're gonna give him a chance to get 5 minutes, and I'm gonna let Elder Dighton again. Like I said, anytime I need him to help with food or anything, he's always available. Always available. So I'm gonna always make sure that my platform is always available for him, because when he has help, you know, carry boxes and groceries and do a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't want to do. He's the first one to be there. I got you. So I appreciate him. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Elder Dighton, and he's going to come in his own way and give us 5 minutes, and then we're going to keep it moving. Phil Dighton, you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right.
Can you hear me?
We hear you good. We hear you good.
Okay. I'm going to be coming from St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning, I forgot to pray. Our Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, we thank you for the word that you have given us for tonight, Father. Father, let someone take heed to the word that we are speaking, Father. We thank you for that. I thank you for Brother Oliver for giving me a chance to speak. I thank you for that. I'm coming from St. John, first chapter, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word. The Word and the Word was God, was with God. And the Word was God. The same Word in the beginning was God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing. In him was life, and life was the light of man, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness, I can't say that other word, but it's not. Okay, the Word was God. God himself gave the Word, just like he gave the Word to us. He gave us the life, or you can speak death by your tongue. You also can forgive people for what they do. That's what God did to us. He asked us to forgive people. No matter what they end up doing to us, we got to learn to forgive people. We got to learn to love people. We got to learn to really touch out and help people. As we grow, we should help them to grow. I mean, it's like, you growing, why come I can't grow? Our levels are not the same as other people, but they can help us Christians grow or to be more mature as God did. He gave us 10 commandments. Out of them 10 commandments, love is in that commandment for one another. Now, you got to love your neighbor no matter what they end up doing to you, no matter what they end up saying about you. People are going to talk about you every day because they talk about Jesus every day. They talk about Jesus so much, man, he bared it. So why come we can't bear what Jesus did? He wrote the commandment. Why come we can't do what the commandments do, like forgiving people for what they do? Some people just want to hold you back. But you can't let them hold you back from serving God. That's your choice. See, the power is in the tongue automatically. Your tongue can speak life or your tongue can speak death in your situation. Now, I can say more, I appreciate my pastor. I love my pastor. I'll do anything, just like Brother Oliver was saying. I'll do anything for the church. That's what I'm here for. I'm not the one that just bail out whenever something go wrong. I'm not there. I mean, I have faults, but my faults are when people are praying for you. Your faults, they uplift you. Well, they can hurt you or condemn you, one than the other. But your faults, you can make your faults better than what you are. The same person, the same situation that you in, somebody else is in a worse situation that you in. People got to learn to bite their tongue for what they say to people. People got to learn to forgive one another. People got to learn to love one another. The Word says that. I mean, you got to really sit down and thank God for everything that you have. You may not have much. Don't worry about that. God gonna increase you. everything that you have, God gonna increase while we get while we decrease. Now me and myself, I love serving Jesus. I love doing the Word of God. Amen. I mean, I show it. I may just like in church. I wear my headset a lot. I wear that a lot because I don't mean to tune people out, but I'm in my own world when I got my headset. I don't mean to tune y'all out at all, but when the word comes, when our pastor preaches the word, he preaches the word. He really does preach it. And sometimes I'll be thinking to myself, I'll sit back and I'll just think to myself, man, how can I preach like him? But I can't. I got to preach my own way. I can't preach like my pastor preaches. I can't preach like Brother Oliver preaches. I can't preach like the other preachers preach. I can't do that. I got to come to you like the Holy Spirit told me to come. I mean, I feel like it's more serving Jesus more than anything. You're gonna have your faults. You're gonna have your ups and downs. It is easy. People say it's easy serving Jesus. It's not. It's not. Your sacrifice, you gotta go through Jesus went through the trial and tribulation. Why come we can't go through it? I mean, some of us, man, we'll bail out as soon as we get in trouble. Y'all need to stop that. We talk about people left or right because of what their situation is. Stop that too. You're not going to grow by that situation. By not talking about people, by not loving people. If you got a stone heart, hey man, ask God to move that heart out of your life. Ask him to move it out of your situation, out of your heart. Because he will do it. Everything that the word says is true. You can trust in God. You can believe in God. Believe God's word for yourself. Pick it up. There's no harm to picking up God's word for yourself. And it just, it's more, if you pick it up for yourself, maybe you get an understanding of what God's trying to tell you. Because repentance, we all need to repent. All of us do. We got some faults. The devil going to put stuff in your way to make you feel like you're not worth nothing. And he going to feel like, okay, well, if that person does that, you know, ask God to forgive you. Thank God for everything that you have. Because some people don't have what you have. Sometimes we look down at people that, oh, man, this person don't have this person. Stop that. God wants us to stop that for real. Stop analyzing other people for your issues. We all got issues. I mean, I ain't perfect. I got issues too, but God helping me through my issues. The more that he helped me through my issues, the more better I become. The better more I can love people. The better more I can forgive people. The better more I can trust people. See, I just thank God because it's more than serving God than anything. You can't beat it. You really can't beat it. So all who don't know Jesus in the part of their heart, man, y'all need to repent. Get Jesus. Stand with Jesus. He will never stay you wrong, anything. He will bless you more if you serve him. Just like the devil, just like you serving the devil right now, you can serve Jesus. It's better on Jesus' side than it is the devil's side. That's all I got to say, Brother Oliver.
All right. What a word, yes.
All right, Elder. All right. I think I ain't never heard you talk that long before.
Right.
All right.
Amen.
All right. I appreciate you. You were going for a minute there. You got a little me in you a little bit and just kept on going. I like that. you said a whole lot. You said a whole lot. And you don't never tippy toe on the word of God. Just be straight and direct. And I appreciate that. I know the listener listened to it. You have anything you want to say, wife, real quick before I?
No, I enjoyed you. I haven't heard you speak that forceful. So I appreciate you tonight. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. Maybe you ought to got something new to that radio thing now, Elder. Maybe you're more forceful with it. You know, I heard you behind the pulpit, but you're a little forceful tonight. Like
yeah.
You were brave. Like you was out there. All right. I probably made some folks mad, but if you ain't preaching, you ain't made nobody mad. But we got the message.
That is awesome.
You know, the most powerful, the most powerful muscle in the body is the tongue. And it can hurt you, and it can help you. And you said a whole lot right there, Doc, and I'm just going to leave it right there. And most people know exactly what you're talking about when you say that. That muscle, that what you say and how you say it. And like you said, a lot of times we just thought that was for me. Because, you know, there were a lot of things I wanted to say. You know, I'm going to just turn it over to the Lord. Lord, forgive the thoughts that went through my mind. Let me just be quiet and let the Lord fight the battle. I don't have to fight. You know, I don't have to respond to it.
Well, sometimes it'd be the best not to be quiet. Let God handle it. Because he handles it better than we do. God, if we say something, we get all up in the mix. We mess everything up what God had planned. Well, what Jesus had planned for us. That's why I come. Yeah. That's why I come out and say nothing. I keep my peace. I don't say nothing.
That's all I got to say, brother. I'm gonna have to tell Bishop you was intelligent tonight. You had your intelligence clothes on today. I like that. Intelligent, making sense. I'll be joking with Elder Light. I don't want everyone to get upset. I'll be joking with him a lot.
Yeah, we be joking
but
a lot.
But he has said a lot. I appreciate him. I joke with him a lot. He know I just do it in love and in fun. But tonight was a different side of Elder, and at least for me. I don't know about everybody else. I ain't never heard him talk like that before. So I'm gonna definitely have you come back, Elder. On a different note. You know,
can I get a little bit more longer?
Can you get a little bit more longer? How you gonna hear that demand and stuff, Elder? See, you can't just let me get enough alone.
I guess all this weird work will be
done. Good. Leave it alone. You want a little bit longer. I said next time I'll give you 15 minutes. You even took 15 minutes now. It's only on supposed to be 5, but we're going to let that go. We're going to let that go. But, no, I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate you. We love you. And we'll definitely be back. Matter of fact, I may just have you just sit in every other week just to get your comments on some things since you sound so intelligent. When you start acting crazy, then, you know, we're going to turn the mic off on you. But as long as you're talking like you're talking, we're going to let you keep on going. But does everybody know, keep Elder Dighton in prayer. He is a true man of God. He's always available for the church. Always available for the church. And again, I enjoyed that word, Doc. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep studying, and just be encouraged.
Okay, then, sir.
All right, Doc. We got to move on.
You're welcome.
No problem. We got to move on. That's our Elder Dighton. Praise Tabernacle. I think the bishop would have been proud of him. The way he came out there, just being forceful. A lot of times in our walk, you know, we feel like we can't say what we need to say because we're scared of hurting feelings. But if the word says it, the word says it, you know. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Because, you know, you can't, you know, touch down my anointing, do my prophet no harm. Just remember that. Remember that. So I got to move on. I want to thank Elder Dighton for coming on. I'm going to bring my next guest on here in the next few minutes, my friend, Brother Scotty from South Carolina. We're going to talk with him in a few minutes. Just some other things I just want to say. I want to, I want to thank the Lord for allowing just thank the Lord for my wife. You know, a lot of times I get on here and I joke around, but you know we've been growing, and I'm gonna get to Brother Scotty, but my wife did something that always surprises me, and it's always a good thing when you can grow together. I was trying to have a romantic night, and the other night, and we got a. I'm not going. It was a scary phone call, but it wasn't scary. If it would have been a year ago, it would have been a scary phone call. And you know, it was a call from 911, and you know, my wife had a situation brewing, And I watched her not panic. I watched her not do what I normally thought she would do. She was calm, cool, and she kept her head up the whole time. And I'm waiting for her to lose it a little bit. I'm waiting for her to say some things. But her response was just, when you're going through something and you can see growth in somebody, it makes you grow. Because now I feel like we're inferior and the devil was trying to get at both of us. And when he couldn't work with me, he tried to get to my wife and it just didn't work. And it was really a senseless, stupid issue.
Glory to God.
And again, mm-hmm. I just appreciate my wife because she just grown up. It wasn't like I thought it was going to be. I didn't have to say nothing to nobody. I didn't pray for my wife, this, that, and the other, because she handled the situation with grace, dignity, and she didn't let it take her whole day. She didn't even let it take 5 minutes. I'm gonna give it 2 minutes. And after the 2 minutes was over with, we put the clothes on, we had to do what we had to do, and boom, it was over with. And I just thank the Lord. And like I said, man, if you got a wife out there or a helpmate, encourage them, get in the word together, pray together, because it's a whole another avenue of a relationship when you can serve the Lord together and you can study together. You can learn from each other. So I learned a lot that night because she didn't get panicked. She didn't panic. She didn't. So with that, I just want to say, wife, you know, I appreciate you and love you and keep doing what you're doing and keep serving the Lord the way you serve the Lord.
Amen. Isaiah 26 and 3. He will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. So.
That's right. There you go. We just talked about that the other day.
All glory go to God. Exactly. All glory go to God. So.
Right. So just keep us in prayer.
It's
every
him
keeping. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And love you too, husband.
Yeah. Thank you. If someone make a comment, you know, they be eyeing every word we say. So glad you said that. So with that being said, and again, my wife, keep her in prayer. Keep her older daughter in prayer. She's getting ready to have a baby. I think it's the due date is August 27th. It's her first baby. So keep her in prayer. We had to open the baby shower yesterday. And so keep her in prayer. It's her first baby. It's going to be my wife's fourth grandbaby coming up.
And it's our first baby shower that I actually did with my daughter. So y'all want to see our pictures, go on Facebook and look at our decorations that we did.
Yes, yeah, all that work I had to do. Now I'm just playing. But anyway, just keep her oldest daughter in prayer, and then keep her daughter Nay in prayer as she goes to surgery on Thursday. We've already been praying about this situation, and the doctors, you know, keep her safe and keep the doctors to do what they're going to do. And we just want to thank the Lord for that.
And lift up Mother Deidre's family as well, if I can add that in there. Deidre Griffin, lift up her family. She passed away last week. Awesome woman of God. It's my grandkids' great-grandmother. So keep that family lifted up in prayer as well.
Amen.
That's it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So without no further ado, I'm going to bring on my man, Scotty. I met him at the marriage retreat.
You got it.
We met him and him and his wife, his lovely wife.
Really.
He's a great man of God. He's a great man of God, and I'm gonna let you introduce you to him. He has a book coming out. He also just had surgery on his shoulder.
Yes, sir.
And he's a. When I met him, I knew that he was a man that was on fire for the Lord. And I said, this is someone we have to keep on our team, keep in the cycle, just because he's real with what he does and what he believes. And I just believe we can be a blessing to him, as he was a blessing to me. You can you know, I've been in church my whole life, and a lot of people, you know, there's certain people that you just want to be around, and he's one of the people you want to be around because he's real with the Lord, and if you want to fight, you want people that's going to fight for the Lord. And
amen.
That fight. So, you know, I definitely want to bring him on. My brother Scotty from South Carolina, and I just want to
bring
you on and say welcome to the E&K Bible Break. And let the people know a little bit about you, give you a testimony.
Gotcha, brother.
And then we're going to get into your book.
Okay. Well, first of all, now that you love birds are done talking, I enjoyed it. My wife and I had a wonderful time with you guys at the retreat. It was awesome, including the crazy game, but I won't talk about that. Anyway, I was born in LaPorte, Indiana, and I'm a nobody that God made into a somebody. Grew up in church. I grew up in a church that was so narrow-minded it could see through a keyhole with both eyes. When I was 17 is when I was prophesied over to be a prophet of God. And between, you know, the devil fights those the hardest that are the greatest threat to his kingdom. And they call me the pit bull prophet, and it's because I have a pit bull bark, but I won't do that right now because my wife don't like it, but it works. Anyway, since I've been in South Carolina in 2009, in 2010 I had a cancer scare. 2011 I was held up at gunpoint. 2012 I blew out my right rotator cuff. 2013, March 16th was a bright spot in this time because that's when I married my beautiful wife, Lily, who is listening, I believe. And then August of that year at work, I blew three hernias. And then 2014, I had a triple bypass. 2017, I had two stents put in my heart, and one of them was the bypass arteries. And then February 23rd, 2020, I had a what they call a reverse total shoulder replacement. Less than a year, the implant in my shoulder caused a severe life-threatening infection. 2021, I was in the hospital at the VA hospital in Charleston, and they said my situation was a very rare situation. It was like one out of a thousand. My hemoglobin had dropped to 6.8. They had so many antibiotics running through me to try to clear out that implant with another implant, same brand. And then, lo and behold, here we are, I believe, the 28th of June, because I had another infection. They had to remove the second implant, and right now they've got an antibiotic spacer in there. And I am, to this day, still recovering from that surgery. The bottom line, y'all, is, and my testimony to the devil is, I'm still here. I feel like Rocky getting up off the mat at the 10th round saying, Drago, is that all you got? The bottom line is, whatever you're going through, God will give you the grace and the courage to make it through it.
Thank you, Lord.
He doesn't allow anything. And my wife told me the other day, and, man, we had church before we went to a revival. And, y'all, I don't know if y'all know about Pastor Herman, but she is, Lord, she's a powerhouse. And my wife and I were talking, and I said, I guarantee you, devil had to go before the Lord and said, the Lord said, have you considered my servant Scotty? Because the devil's tried everything. But the more he's tried, the more I dug in. The harder he's fought, the deeper my roots have went into the rock, which is Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And the fact that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, it just, devil stepped on the fighting side of me, and when I'm ready to fight, Big D, you know. You've rode with me a short time, but you know when I'm ready to fight, it's on and popping. And you know, the harder the devil's come against me, the harder I've fought. And it has been resolved in my soul There's no question. I am in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am going to invade the enemy's territory. Shadabahaya, I'm going to invade the enemy's territory and take back the souls he has stolen from the Lord. And I'm going to do my best because my motto is just one more. If I can reach just one more person for the Lord. And to all that's listening, listen to that still small voice. Because if you feel that urge to speak to somebody, to say to somebody, God bless you, you never know that that word might be the very word that turns them around or that saves them from going over the edge. We've got to listen when God speaks. Because it's no longer about us, but it's about him. And when you get to the place, man, where you're in Christ, because we start out getting Christ in us, but then when we grow up and get to that point where we say, God, I give everything to you. I surrender all.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Use me. Use me however you will. When you get to that point, man, that's when you jump off into Christ. And when Christ and God, what the devil can't see, he can't hit.
I know that's right. I just real quick, because, you know, I know I want to get into your book and everything, but also because when I met you, just let the people know about your car. I want you to tell them about your car.
Yeah.
I wish I took
it. The Rapture Mobile.
What's painted on your car? I just want people to know how sold out you are. What do you have painted on your car?
These are vinyl decals, a picture of the head of Christ that I had drawn in 1985. On the hood, it says, Jesus is coming, are you ready, with the head in the middle. On the side, it's kind of an oversized head of Christ. He's looking up. And on the side, it says, get ready, here I come, Jesus. That's on both sides. On the back, it's got a picture of Jesus on it, and it says, I'll be back, in quotes. So, and the Lord told me to put that on there, and I'll tell you what, it has made, I don't know how many people that just driving that car down the street has touched. I've had people go by me in the left lane, give me a thumbs up, high five, all that stuff. Even during Biker Week in Myrtle Beach, the bikers loved it. So it's making a difference. And the kind of, well, I don't know, people might call me eccentric, but if I'm eccentric for the Lord, that's good with me, whatever it takes. But whatever I can do, because I'll tell y'all, Jesus is coming, y'all. The rapture's at hand. And we got it. The harvest is just full. And God's looking for laborers. He's looking for harvesters. And we got to be it. We got to get to the point where we stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about, okay, how many, Lord, I get up every morning. Like, right now I'm recovering, but when I get ready to get back out there on the road, every day I begin, just one more. Lord, who's that just one more? And even during my surgery, that people were stopping by my room. I was in the ICU for about a week because they didn't have no room, no beds upstairs. And I'm telling you what, every time somebody came in there, God had a word, bam, 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 bam. And people were coming in just to hear what thus saith the Lord. And then my wife and I, when we went back to the VA, and I seen there's a prophetess down there, Prophetess Sean Cooper, and I brought my wife down, and I was giving her a word, and another lady walked by my wife, hit the brakes, turned around and walked back. Because my wife's a prophetess. She had a word for her. And then another lady came back around, and she was like, man, I couldn't quite get what your husband said the last time he was here, but 4 days later, she comes around. She said, I don't know if I'll ever see him again. 4 days later, bam, here's my wife and I, and she come around, and God gave her a word. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I and Pastor Herman was telling me.
You know, one of the things is when people, you know, like I said, I've been in church my whole life, and you meet people, and they can talk a good game. But whenever you put your career, you on your car, wherever you are, you're all about the Lord's business. And you know, a lot of times that's real. Yeah. Whenever a man is willing to paint his car. No, because, you know, a lot of people got cars and, you know, you can't touch it, you can't scratch it. But whenever a man puts what he believes, his livelihood, on
and let
it,
me say, yeah,
so
let
no
me
matter
say
where
this.
He goes, where he drives.
Yep. It, let me say,
it's all
let
about
me say,
the Lord's business.
It is. And let me say this. You had better have the character to back it up before you put it on the car. You understand what I'm saying?
I definitely know what you're saying. You about to make me, just got a message about that because you can put a sticker on your car, you can wear t-shirts, but if you ain't living it, you're false advertising. But again, for a man, you know, and men love cars. You know, most men love cars. And you know, to put that on there says a lot about a character because now you got to back it up. So people will question why you do that. And that's the reason I asked so people can understand that you're all about the Lord's business. Yeah. But I also want to give you enough time to talk about your book.
I'm fitting to get
I know you're trying to get it published by December. So I want you to let people know what's the name and what's the method behind the book.
Got it. First of all, real quick, I want to thank God for my wife who has been my backbone and my rock. I'll tell you, brother, you hit the nail on the head when you said you got a wife that believes. Man, I couldn't have done none of this without her. And I thank God for her. And you and your wife, me and my wife hit it off real good at the retreat.
Yeah.
And we love you guys. We thank God for you. And I appreciate, you don't know how much of this opportunity that you've given me is the start. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff together, brother and sister. I guarantee you that. When this book gets to rolling, you all might have to be my people to cover it in Atlanta. But the name of my book is called Lessons of Life, Letters to the Beloved. And it is about everything that I've went through in my life. I started writing this book in 2008. And it covers everything in my life, everything that I've gone through, all the things that I testified through that I've gone through in just 11 years, that's in there. The stuff back in 2008, on up to now, is everything that I've gone through in detail. Some of my thoughts, some of my feelings. I was going through section 3 the other night called On the Road Again, A Trucker's Journal. And as I went back and read the journal that I kept while I was truck driving, oh, my God, the Holy Spirit came down and just tears running down my eyes because it brought back to memory the work that God had done on the road to reach people in the truck stops. And when I come and God has a word for them, you see tears start running down their face because they thought that God had forgotten all about them. And I'm a prophet of encouragement and tell them, right on time, don't give up, don't quit. I'll give you a quick testimony about that. I was in Walmart and I was sitting at the table in front because they didn't know what to do with me. And everybody was coming in, I was saying, God bless you, Merry Christmas. And this young lady came in, and she got to the right side of the table, and I turned around and looked at her. I said, don't you dare give up. I said, God has your breakthrough now. Don't quit. He has got you inscribed in the palm of his hand. 6 weeks later, this young lady ran me down in Walmart because they had moved me to the back then because they didn't want me to say hallelujah or God bless you, Merry Christmas in front. So they moved me to the back like that was going to stop me. Ha-ha. And this lady ran me down, and she said, Scotty, you remember when you said what you said when you prophesied to me in front of the store? I said, yes, I do. She said, what you don't know is that day I was going to go home, take a bunch of pills, and call it quits.
Wow.
So you all, man, you all need to listen to that voice.
Wow.
You never know. You never know.
Amen.
So this book has, it's not chapters, it's letters to the beloved, which is God's people. And it, every situation it talks about, different things that God has put on my mind for that day. But all the trials and tribulations that I've gone through, how God had been there right on time, just in time, and came through. And it's my life. It's a transparency of my life, looking into my life and how God has handled it, how God has left me in the fire until I was finished. And right now, some of us are going through the fire. But while we're waiting on God in the fire, like twiddling our thumbs, we need to turn around like a waiter and say, Father, what can I do for you while I'm in this situation? How can I praise your name in this situation? How can I lift up your name in this situation? Because even though I've gone through this surgery and everything, I never stopped testifying. I never stopped ministering. I never quit. And one thing that God told me to read real quick, and it's called 99 plus 1. And this is just a small excerpt out of my book. It's called Jesus the Shepherd, 99 plus 1. Jesus the Shepherd left the 99 in the fold to go after the one lost lamb, and that lamb was me. You see, when I was lost and could not find my way, I tried to fit into the religious fold and was rejected because I was not like the rest and didn't fit into the world's fold filled with nothing but wolves in sheep's clothing. I'm talking about the wolves of drug and alcohol, the wolves of porn addiction. And those wolves chased me right up to the mountainside, to the edge of life's cliff. I was about to go over into the chasm of despair and hopelessness when this little lamb cried out to the good shepherd, and Jesus came running to my rescue. He took his rod and drove the wolves away, and then he looked down and saw this lonely little lamb laying on the edge of the cliff, all wounded and bruised. He reached down with his staff to comfort me, and then picked me up with his nail-scarred hands. He held this little lamb close to his bosom, so close, in fact, that I could feel the shepherd's heartbeat. And Jesus carried the lamb back to his father's fold, where all are accepted. So if you wonder why the shepherd left the 99 in the fold to rescue the one, it's because there's always one more little lamb who's lost their way. Now Jesus, the good shepherd, sends us to reach the lost lambs, and he will not stop until the very last one is brought back home to the safety of the Father's fold. Always remember, beloved, God still loves you always. Loving Christ, Scotty. P.S. Luke 15:4-7. May God bless you always. And that is an excerpt of what my book is about.
Awesome.
And that is my life on paper. Wow, and I pray, like I told you, my motto is just one more. Because I talked to the Lord, one time I said, Lord, how many? He said, just one more. And I said, God, am I making a difference? He said to that just more, you're making all the difference in the world. Back to you, Big Ding.
No, I just want to say, we appreciate you. We love you. Again, I'm going to have you back on to talk a little bit more about ministry, a little bit more about your book,
your
family and all that kind of stuff. Where my mind goes with what you're saying, just one more. That ought to be every Christian's motto every day. Just one more. If I can just reach one more person.
Yep.
But in order to do that, we have to, when I say we, me included, we have to get out of our own way because we're so selfish and consumed with self and so busy doing this and doing that. We always forget about that one more person that we just walked past and didn't say nothing to. And my wife has shared this story with me before we even got married. She said how someone just gave her a hug and she lost it. Because that's all she needed was a hug.
Exactly.
And you'll never know what people are going through or their situations unless you allow yourself to be used by the Lord and the Holy Spirit and have that attitude, just one more. Because just by the person you're walking by in Walmart, that person might just need to hear God bless you.
Yeah, I don't hesitate. Yeah. My wife's like, you know, when we'll be walking and boom, God will give me a word and I'll stop. And my wife is off looking at the clothes or something else, and the baby's, and, you know, when I get done ministering, then I'm like, okay, I'll be hollering out at Walmart, Lily Mae, where you at? And I'm thinking, she going to kill me. I'd be hollering out her name. But no matter where you're at, you've got to be open and aware. Your radar's got to be on. You understand? Your spiritual radar, Holy Ghost radar, got to be on. So that you're aware and you can sense which way the Lord's leading you. Because, like I said, man, you never know. God uses us. We have to be Jesus to the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we definitely do. Yeah, you're definitely making sense. And like I said, it's not an accident the way we met. I just want to send some plugs out because the marriage retreat, and like I said, it was the second one me and my wife attended. And it becomes the people that you meet there just happens to be a group of believers who are on fire for the Lord. Then it's not like, you know, it's not like one church. It's like a bunch of believers who's on fire for the Lord. And we all have the same agenda. We all have the same goals. And none of us are perfect, but we can learn from one another. We can, and that's what's needed. And you know, I tell my wife all the time, I'm so thankful. The best investment she's ever made in our marriage was going to these retreats because they are definitely a blessing, and the people are definitely on fire for the Lord.
Yeah,
and it will keep you motivated, keep you hungry. It keeps you, it's you know, like I said, I can't say enough about them, and it gives us a lot to bring back to our church, a lot for us because if we're stronger, our church is stronger.
See
if
what
we're
it is, brother.
It makes everything better.
Yeah, what it is you've got the body of Christ is made up of different parts. And we all have our each individual part in the body of Christ. And I'll tell you what, when them parts come together, look out.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be explosive. So we got to stay in our lane and function in our part. And don't be jealous of somebody else's part of the body. Because it takes all of us.
Yeah. You know, jealousy doesn't fit
got that right.
in the body of Christ. It doesn't fit. Elder Dighton kind of threw me off with his sermon tonight because I was going to go somewhere different, but I'm going to let the Lord handle it. But a lot of times, you know, jealousy doesn't fit in the body of Christ. We are supposed to uplift one another, help one, not tear down, not try to, you know, for personal gain. And that's what I like about the retreats, because you can go there around other married couples with the same agenda, the same goal, in the same mindset with no ulterior motives.
Right.
And see, then, you know, and you know, you got to excuse me for a minute, Brother Scotty, because a lot of times I get on a roll. My wife would tell I get on a roll. And a lot of times, you know, that is the goal for the church.
Right.
Is, you know, to serve, not to undermine. And it seems
exactly.
You know, I spent all day trying to do the Lord's work, but a lot of times you get caught up and tripped up in church drama.
Oh boy!
And it's like, well, how did I get twisted into this mess? And then you so focus on that, you lose focus on what God wants you to do.
Exactly.
That's why it's very important for these retreats. You know, I love my because she keeps me where I need to be, and I have to focus to do what I need to do.
Exactly.
And
our wives,
again,
our wives
Scott,
do
we
that.
Definitely have to, we definitely going to have you on again because I'm thinking and I'm all over the place right now because I just found out today, was it today or yesterday, I'm going to all white event. And I don't know what that means. I guess I got to wear all white.
Okay.
But my wife don't know. I don't know that. But see, this is why it's important to have say sanctify wife, because she keeps me where I need to be. And just like this marriage retreat I didn't know nothing about. I didn't know I'm going. Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to be uplifting because mm-hmm. I know that it's centered around the Lord. And yeah. and everything that we do, it's amazing because it's amazing. It's amazing. And again, I wanted to go somewhere different, but a lot of times the Lord will make me, you know, keep me quiet and keep me right where I need to be. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe
we have the same problem because
I not only like to talk, but I like to talk about stuff that I like to talk about, and because a lot of stuff, you know, I got to let the Lord deal with me. He's still working. Yep. I'm still a work in progress.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm not 100% there, and
we
people
all
heard my show. No, I will vent and just go off the cuff a little bit. But at the same token, the Lord is blessing us, and he's taking us to places that you know is good to be in when you're serving the Lord. And there's a difference. This is a difference between being rich and being wealthy.
Right.
And this has nothing to do with money.
Because
we're nowhere near rich, but we are wealthy.
Right.
And what I mean by wealthy is wealthy people, when they give, they don't look for nothing in return.
Exactly.
Rich people, they always want to keep track of what they do, how much this, that, and the other.
Right.
But when
you're
wealthy, you can give your time, you can give your love, you can give your joy, and you can do it wealthy without looking for anything in return.
Yeah.
That's wealth. And I'm going to say this. You got a lot of rich people in church.
Yep.
I mean, they keep in calculated what you give, how much you give, what you do, how you do it. And it kind of, you know, anyway, that's enough of that. But listen, Brother Scotty, I really got to get out of here.
Okay.
I appreciate having you on the show.
I got one quick word. The Lord says for the both of you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because you got a double and triple portion coming for your faithfulness and for your humility.
Well, I appreciate it. We're gonna accept. We're gonna do. You know, when people say we got something coming, we gonna definitely. You know, we can use all we can get.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You know,
glory to God.
But also at the same time, when I said I appreciate you, just keep me and my wife and our family in prayer. We definitely keep you in prayer. I want to thank you again. This ain't
and
gonna be your last time. I'm definitely gonna have you on.
Can
Wolf,
I
I'm
just
sorry.
Give a shout out? A shout out to Al and Teresa Kaiser for Loving God and You Marriage. They are the founders. So
oh, yes.
I want to give a shout out to them and pray that the Lord continues to bless everything that they do because they're all about doing the Lord's business. So we appreciate them for bringing all the connections together.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, most definitely. Shout
and you
out
got,
to
you
them.
You got my Cash App and all that stuff, right?
I got it. We're going to do that on the next show. I'm going
to
have you on in a couple
Sounds
of weeks.
Sounds good
to
me.
Talk about the Cash App. Huh?
Yeah, because I want to put out there on the next show, I want to share my journey experience about when I went to heaven.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we definitely going to do that. I'll be talking to you in a little bit. We're definitely going to have you back on. And we're going to definitely try to get your book out by December.
Yes.
We just bumped up against the time right now, and I don't want to be quick. I want people to be able to write stuff down and pay attention and be able to be a big blessing to you. But we're going to have you back on again, trust me, real soon.
All right,
soon
brother. I appreciate it. We love
we
you guys.
We appreciate you. And everyone that's listening in South Carolina, thank you for all those that was at the retreat that's listening. You had a big impact on me and my wife. We want to say thank you as well. And, again, we're going to have Brother Scotty on again real soon. Anything you want to say, wife?
No. Thank you, Brother Scotty, for coming on. You always kept us laughing at the retreat, so I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And your
most
beautiful
definitely.
Wife. Beautiful wife.
Yeah, most definitely.
Absolutely.
Also, I don't want to forget, we have a we here at D&K, it's been a ministry that was started through, and I just have to say this because, you know, it's been a blessing since we started it. It's been a blessing, 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 blessing. It's been a blessing since we've been going to these men's retreats. It's been a blessing since we've been part of Praise Tabernacle. And we're growing, and it's like leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds. And, you know, for the people who support us, we just want to say thank you. And a lot of people support us every week. Some people even get financial support. We just want to say thank you. We have a lot more to do. We have a lot more coming up. We're getting ready. Like I said, we're busy, and we're getting ready for baptism. And it's going to be very, for me, it's a proud moment, emotional moment, and everything, because I got my sons coming. I got my mother coming in town. And it's not just that they're coming in town. It's just the way things are set up. And I tell my wife this all the time, and, you know, again, not to promote any man or put any, it's just the way things happen over the last couple of years to be at this point in my life and to be able to be doing what I'm doing is a blessing. And I just want to send a shout out to, I know a lot of people that listen that goes to different churches and people who just listen. You got to understand, when we do these shows and we talk, and over the last couple of years with black men being killed by the police, a lot of stuff that's going on that's negative. Just let me tell you about some positive stuff that happens. You know, a couple of weeks ago, my bishop and first lady, they renewed their vows. Black man, black woman.
Amen.
Married
Amen.
Over 20 years, renewed their vows. But what this is the thing that's amazing to me, is that you hear so much about negativity about black men, but when you see something positive, we just don't want to say it or talk about it. But he didn't redid his vows with all his five of his kids there in the wedding, and if you watch the video of it, it's kind of one of them emotional things. You might cry because it's something that you don't normally see with common people. You might see it in Hollywood in a movie, but you don't just see it. This was real. These are people that I see, work with, talk to on day, to see it, and to take his family to Disney on vacation. I know he do it every year, but how many black men taking their families on vacation? I'm just throwing it out there. But see, at our little church, you have a lot of successful people. I believe it was, who just went to Disney? Me and my wife just went to Disney, took our family to Disney. Am I saying the name Lovelet? Just went to Disney. The Tolbert, they were just in Florida. Yeah, they were just on vacation. These are black men and women taking their families on vacation. Now, I'm not saying you got to go to Disney, you got to go on vacation, you got to do it grand. But when you are a family and you're Christ is the center of it, the Lord will bless you, do things that most people, and I say, you know, a lot of people go, but as a family, a Christian family, and they're doing it. This is new to see a lot of black men take their families on vacation. It's a blessing. And you got to look at where we're at compared to where we were. It's just like, wow. It's amazing to me. I guess I could be saying some other things. But it's a blessing. When you see other people being blessed, you see other people growing. The Tolberts, Minister Tolbert and his wife, 2 weeks ago, they did a great job. They did a his and her. They did a tag team.
Yes, they did.
It was a beauty. And me and my wife on vacation, and we just couldn't wait to hear them because it inspired us. And when you see this type of stuff, and then you look at where you're at, it's like, wow. And see, I was going to come up here and say something totally different, but I'm going to just take the good that's where we're at, and I'm just going
to
go.
Let me add into that as well. So what I find a blessing in all of this is that we're in a ministry where the leaders, they're not holding you to where they're like, oh, you're not at service, making you feel like because you're not in service, then you're doing something wrong. So you have the freedom to give God glory wherever you are. And I appreciate them for being those type of leaders, because sometimes you find yourself where if you're not in church, they're going to be like, oh, you backslid. I heard that a lot. Oh, you must have backslid because you ain't come to church for a couple of Sundays. But we still save. We're still doing the work of the Lord. So I appreciate the bishop and the first lady for the atmosphere that they set as far as letting their members, you know, it's about the family. It's about spending time with your family. So I appreciate that they do that, and they are an example because they do the same thing with their families. If they're not in church, they still save at the baseball game. So I just love that part of the ministry that we're up under. So I just want to give a shout out to my bishop and my first lady, the Zacharies.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And like I said, you know, we can grow there, and there's no perfect church, but I'm sitting and I was saying that, and, you know, I'm thinking about it, and I'm just looking at all the people growing, and then I'm looking at us and the people that are inspiring us. And again, I said the young family of Tobert, they're big because we can watch them grow, young family, black family, trying to do it the right way. And the one thing about that is a beautiful, I'm glad to be a part of it. So, you know, without saying anything crazy, where we are in our life and everything, and like I said, my wife has me involved in these other things that we got going on, which makes us better for our church, makes us stronger for our church.
Can I give another shout out real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So yesterday I was doing my daughter's baby shower, and it was a little hectic, and we had a lot of stuff to get together, and I didn't make it to service yesterday. I listened online, but I didn't make it to the building, and Evangelist Bluette called me out the blue, you know, telling me, you know, we miss you in service, just making sure everything was okay. And I told her what I was doing, and she was like, girl, why you didn't let me know? Send me the address. I'm on my way. And she just showed up and helped get everything together. I didn't ask or plan it or send anything out letting everybody know, but she just does. And I love her for that. So I just want to give a shout-out to Evangelist Bluette. She always comes through, so I appreciate her, and she is just a willing vessel, so I just want to give a shout out to her. Go ahead.
Amen. No, you're fine. I just want to, and I just opened up our whole segment saying how busy we are. And like I said, we do take time out for ourselves. Don't do that. That's a requirement from our bishop. But the devil is busy, and the bishop said it across the pulpit. If he ain't attacking you, something wrong. You must be running with him. And again, 3 o'clock in the morning, me and my wife get a phone call interrupting things. And, you know, you can know you're growing when I would have told you my wife would have lost it. I'm going to say 6 months ago. And we use this show, our platform, for our transparency and to let people know we real just like everybody else. We argue, we fight, we fuss. But at the end of the day, we got the Lord to lean on to. And we're growing. And I just hope everyone understands that. Let me get us out of here before I get all choked up. Tomorrow night we got Praise Tabernacle for Bible study. Also, I want to thank Scotty for coming on, South Carolina. I want to thank him for his testimony, his transparency, and everything that he talked about on tonight. I also want to thank our own Elder Dighton. I think Pastor texted me he must have ate his spinach. But then again, you see growth. You see growth. You see growth. And when you see growth like that, you must be taught something right when you can grow and you boldness and you can, you know, boom. And, you know, I'm proud of Elder Dighton, what he did tonight. We're going to have him back again. He'd be better, sharpen him up a little bit. We, you know, be better. But it was well said what he said, and hopefully people took heed of what he said. Again, thank my wife. Thank everyone for listening. Tomorrow night we got Bible study, 7 p.m., same phone number, same website. Sunday morning, Praise Tabernacle Church, 9 a.m. We'll be back on 9 a.m. Sunday morning. In 2 weeks, we'll be doing our baptismal service. We're going to be, we're going to cover that live on Facebook as well. So that Sunday, we're going to have services over at the hotel. My wife will be sending everyone from Praise Tabernacle the address, the time, the attire, and bring your tiles if you're listening. She will be sending you reminders later on during the week and everything that you're going to need. And also, with that being said, our Chaos regular shows, Wednesday we have Vent Break at 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Wednesday night we have Watchmen on the Wall, Elder Bazaar. Thursday we have the Royal Bluette Family at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. Saturday evening we have Spiritual Sense of Life with Overseer Timothy Jackson out of Dallas, Texas. And with that being said, I just want to thank everybody again. Me and my wife, we haven't even been able to post our pictures from Disney or the beach. But we'll get to it at some point. We have time. We just be so tired and we just ain't really got time to be on social media like that. But again, we just want to thank everybody for praying for us. Keep us in prayer. Keep our church in prayer. Keep our bishop in prayer. And just so you know, we're a small church, but we have a big ministry. And also big ministry all over the place. We're just doing things, and I'm totally grateful for it. So with that being said, wife, pray us out. And I'll see everybody back here tomorrow night for Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, 7 p.m.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.